Welcome, cherished viewers, as Supreme Master Television rejoices in another wonderful year of constructive programming. We thank you for your global viewership and invite you to join us in celebrating our channel's fourth anniversary through a vibrant concert replete with international flares entitled Gifting Peace.
With enthusiastic participation of esteemed individuals, the concert promises a memorable journey to artistic realms through outstanding poetry, music and dance. Hosted by the very vegan and very accomplished duo John Sully and Lisa Bloom, our program features Oscar-nominated actor Eric Roberts as guest speaker, veg and animal-loving celebrity presenters, and traditional dance ensembles, truly a gathering of compassion, talent and beauty.
On this delightful occasion, we are honored to present the world premiere of songs adapted from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry. Enthralled by the poet's sublime verses, eminent American composers were inspired to set them in the magical language of music, and new masterpieces were lovingly brought into being. Extraordinary composers of these exquisite creative offerings include two-time Oscar winner Al Kasher, Oscar and Emmy winning Bill Conti, Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe, and Oscar and Grammy winning David Shire, all of whom dedicated their magnificent works as a special surprise to the poet Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Master Ching Hai is a terrific poet. I didn't change one word in any of her poems, but it takes a lot of heart, a lot of soul to be a good poet or writer. She does it so naturally, you would think that someone actually didn't teach her, but most probably God taught her and gave her that gift.
I like her message. I like her the quest for love, the quest for connection with others and with someone special. That seems to be a theme of a lot of her poetry. I think that poetry and music and what she stands for in poetry and music is just wonderful.
I think it's probably because of the largeness of the Supreme Master's soul that she has the kind of largeness of artistic temperament. I was looking for poems that were contrasting in subject matter, and I felt they were more deserving of a kind of art song setting, like they were almost classical songs. So I took that approach.
To perform two songs that I wrote using Supreme Master Ching Hai's lyrics was a real honor, because those lyrics were really beautiful. As a singer-songwriter, I think it could be a hit song. You know, I really do. I think it's got that really sweet, charming vibe to it. And the lyrics really, yeah, got me here. Our love, oh yeah. If I'm going to write something to another person's lyrics, they have to touch me. And those lyrics both touched my heart, yes.
The splendid lyrics and melodious music are superbly conveyed by acclaimed musicians, multi-platinum recording artist Donna Lewis, performing her own magical compositions of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Kashif, lyric soprano Leah Ellers, Emmy winner and Tony nominee Liz Calloway, Tony Award winner Melba Moore, Grammy winner Melissa Manchester, all-time favorite Olaxese or Vietnamese male vocalist Tuan Ngoc and pop diva Giang Thu Ha.
With greatest privilege, Supreme Master Television and audience members joyfully greeted the inspiration of the channel. Supreme Master Ching Hai graced the concert by teleconference as the guest of honor and shared her insights during a spontaneous question and answer session about love, peace and forgiveness, and what it can mean for ourselves, our gentle animal cohabitants and our beautiful planet. In addition, for her prodigious endeavors to assist humanity as a world-renowned humanitarian, artist and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Ching Hai was recognized with a presidential award from United States President His Excellency Barack Obama, presented by the Honorable Mike Davis, California State Assembly Member.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's precious poems, along with the composer's soaring melodies and the singer's phenomenal voices, are invaluable gifts from the hearts. And from such a tender place of love within each one of us, May an era of harmony for all creation soon ascend on the wings of divine grace.
Please enjoy Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace.
Welcome, Supreme Master Television, 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace.
And we're very pleased to have you all join us today for this joyous occasion, celebrating Supreme Master Television's 4 years of constructive programming.
Supreme Master Television, in recognition of your 4th anniversary, State Senate of California commends and salutes your constructive programming as you and the artistic community commemorate the occasion of your milestone achievement.
And on behalf of all artists and entertainers involved, I'd like to add that we're so glad to have this chance to be inspired by her poetry and bring it forth for a wider audience to enjoy through this concert. Indeed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is an extraordinary lady who gives and gives with compassion and grace.
Our President Barack Obama has recognized Supreme Master Ching Hai for her dedicated years of service and humanitarian efforts.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, the government of America. And thank you, Mr. Davis. Thank you all for all this honor. May God bless you. God bless America.
I was wondering if you could talk briefly about why you feel it's important to be loving and kind.
Yes, sure. Because that will bring luck and happiness into our lives, and that will bring peace into the world. God is love, God is kindness. So, because we are God, we are the children of God, therefore we are God, even though some of us don't know it, but we are God. So in any case, if we want to be godlike or near God, nearer to Godhood, we must be loving and kind because we are nearer to God quality.
You've expressed yourself beautifully today, Supreme Master Ching Hai. On behalf of everyone here, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, to answer the questions, and to share your beautiful insights with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Spice Williams Crosby, a vegan actress and founder of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Stunt Emmy.
Mr. Al Kasha is a tremendously gifted composer, producer, and lyricist whose successful compositions have been sung by some of the most acclaimed singers spanning the past 5 decades. A record producer at age 22, he would be responsible for the signing of Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, Steve Lawrence, and Edie Gourmet, Andy Williams, The Grateful Dead, and Janis Joplin. In film music, Mr. Kasha's magical collaboration with the late songwriter, Mr. Joel Hirshhorn, gave birth to fabulous songs like the 2 Oscar-winning songs, The Morning After, from The Poseidon Adventure, and We May Never Love Like This Again from The Towering Inferno. Another of Mr. Kasha's well-loved works is his score for the animated classic film, All Dogs Go to Heaven. His brilliance then carried over to television and musicals with David Copperfield, 7 Brides for 7 Brothers, which made him a Tony nominee. Also to his credit are 2 more Academy Award nominations, 2 Grammy nominations, 4 Golden Globe nominations, an Emmy Award, and the People's Choice Award. It must also be noted that Mr. Al Kasha is a best-selling author, music publisher, and a motivational speaker who shares his faith in God while continuing his wonderful gifts to music. Miss Liz Callaway, Emmy Award-winning actress, singer, and recording artist, will be presenting Dream in the Night, based on the poem of the same title by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Miss Callaway's Broadway debut in Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along was the start of an immensely impressive career. She has received a Tony Award nomination for her performance in Baby, played Grizabella, singing the famous song Memory in Cats for 5 years, and starred in many other on and off Broadway hits. As a concert singer, she has graced the prestigious stages of Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, the Hollywood Bowl on tour with the Boston Pops Orchestra, and in Europe and Asia. The sought-after recording artist sang for Anastasia and other children's movies and won an Emmy as a charming children's television show host. Please enjoy Dream in the Night, poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai, music by Al Kasha, and vocals by Liz Callaway, accompanied by cellist Mr. Kevon Torhev, violinist Mr. Pablo Mendez, Miss Leticia Sierra, and Miss Yvette M. Devereaux.
Thank you so much for coming today. I met these folks who are really wonderful, and I think I became a vegan after today. And I got applause for becoming a vegan today. And the difference between poetry and lyrics is that poetry is something you read and lyrics is something you hear. And so I watched and looked at the poems by the Supreme Master and tried to get the best qualities out of what he was saying. And I hope that you enjoy it. And the first one is going to be A Dream in the Night, sung by Liz Callaway. Thank you.
Tonight I've come home. Beautiful.
Now that girl can sing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Our next performance is brought to us by the Siahawaka Yagi Dance Company, which houses the treasures of the Japanese classical traditions for more than 30 years, presided by Master of Japanese Classical Dance, Madam Hisami Wakayagi. And for the occasion of Supreme Master Television's anniversary, we are extremely privileged as the highly ranked Madam Hisami Wakayagi herself will be dancing for us.
And our first dance is Kena, which is about a young lady who falls in love with a handsome priest named Anchin Shirakawa. This recluse priest was having no interest, flees to the Dojo Jiji temple, hiding himself under this grand temple bell, leaving the lady in a quest to reach his high abode.
Kane will then be followed by the popular Sakura Sakura, reminiscent of Japan's wondrous cherry blossom landscape. Accompanying the dance is music by Koto players Ms. Toashiko Okawa and Ms. Yoko Loi, and Mr. Jim Thompson on the shakuhachi flute.
Oh,
That was very entertaining.
Elegant.
Very elegant. You know why I'm going to say that? Because we got so many different cultures come up and give dances. And
yeah, it's great.
Everybody's entertained.
It's like traveling the world all in one afternoon.
Ching Hai communicates music greatly, and they've done an excellent job, not just because of me, and there's of course David Shire, who's a very talented person, as well as a composer. So I think the more they feature music, the better. They will bring people to know God. You really will. And that's what this program is doing as well, bringing music to the masses.
If I could speak directly to Supreme Master Ching Hai, I would probably ask her about how she got her idea for the poem, for Dream in the Night. I would love to talk to her about it, because it's a beautiful imagery in the poem, and I'd love to know what inspired her to write it. I think the combination of her words and Al's music, it was a very nice collaboration there. You know, when you sing someone's words, you try to interpret that, and there's such interesting imagery, some beautiful, some happy imagery, some sad imagery. I thought it was a very, very interesting poem. So I would love to ask her how she got the idea for that, and also to tell her that I think her jewelry is really pretty.
It was fantastic. Love the dancers, love the singers, love the presentations. It was beautiful. Love to hear the Supreme Master speak as well. It was beautiful. You normally don't hear poetry set to music like that, but it was very touching and very beautiful.
The word inspiration is overused, but Supreme Master Ching Hai, you really are an inspiration, because I'm a woman and I work in television here in the United States, and so often I feel that there's so much negativity and that we focus on things that really aren't that important, and we don't focus on what's meaningful, like climate change or war or human violence. And it's very inspiring to me that there is this entire network that's devoted to these issues, and it makes me think that one person can make a difference. I mean, who would think that there could be entire shows devoted to vegetarianism and animal cruelty? So it's just really inspiring to me and moving, and I'm very happy to be a part of it today.
Her lyrics are incredible, and I think a lot of her poetry, some of it shows her heart for love and just loving people across the bounds and just where her heart is at.
Yeah, I think it really shows the compassion that she has for other people and for God. Like, they're really beautiful lyrics.
I used to be steak and potatoes all the time. I was a bad guy. I didn't know any better. I was raised in the South, where we eat everything that breathes. We're terrible. But I met my wife, who's a vegetarian, and then she convinced me how horrible it was and why. And I love animals. I have horses and cats and dogs and birds and squirrels and pigs. We have everything. Goats, we have everything. And I love them all with all my heart. So when she finally made me realize I was eating my friends, about 15 years ago I stopped. And now she has me even going vegan, which means no products from animals at all. No milk, no cheese, no butter, no nothing. And I'm proud of it, and I'm healthier by it. And anybody else who wants to join me, I want you to come with me. Because it's the only way to live, it's a proper way to live, it's a kind way to live, and I can't stop talking about it.
Love is the most important force on the planet. And I think the lyrics of the songs were all about love and caring and being open to kindness and forgiveness. And that's how we should all live. So I think that's beautiful.
I love her poetry, so I wasn't surprised to hear her songs. Like, the melodies, the lyrics are fabulous, beautiful. I heard her speech, her legacy and ideology and thinking is beautiful, to preserve the nature and to preserve whole planet. It's great channel. As an artist, I care about nature, I care about the human being, I care about animals, I care about the whole planet. I love their programming.
Supreme Master Television really focusing on things that are uplifting and just like rejuvenating to the soul and spirit. So I applaud her and I applaud this program, We Do, for taking the risk to go against the grain and bring something that is actually wholesome. And just being able to hear her speak through telephone, seeing like the way that she speaks about life and love and what is the gift that we get from God to live, it's so intertwined in all of her words and the poems. So she's very consistent in just her compassion and her grace. So it's beautiful to see.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and we pray for you and we love you and just thank you for your compassion and your generosity and your love.
I love it. It's one of the few medias where you can really get important information that can actually transform the planet, which is something that we desperately need right now. Take the planet to the next step rather than the proverbial second step back.
It was lovely hearing her speak. Today that was very exciting. Mm-hmm. She is a beautiful way with words, very thoughtful, very loving. And as someone who has never written, I admire people who write. Writing is just one of her many gifts. When she was speaking, I was actually in the makeup room. Mm-hmm. And you could just see everyone was so moved by her words and excited to hear her speak. So that was a treat.
Now that I know of this station, I will watch it always, and I will be a fan, and I will always promote it and always be accessible to you people to ever do anything for you, and I mean that. Hi, I'm Eric Roberts, and you're watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg. Go green to save the planet. Do you love your family? Love animals. They're our family. Thank you. Supreme Master Ching Hai, happy 4th anniversary. All my love and respect.
It was a pleasure having your company for today's program featuring Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. Please join us Friday, September 10th for part 3 of our cultural extravaganza.
Words of Wisdom is up next here on Supreme Master Television, wishing you inner fulfillment, contentment and love from heaven.
Timeless song.
All the joy.
Dream in the night.